This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Words hold magic for Deneen Wardrop, the magic of light and life. The professor of English at Western Michigan University is the author of 7 books, 3 of which are poetry. Her newest collection is called Life as It, which won the Richard Snyder Publication Prize in 2015. She reads a prose poem from the collection.
Beethoven's. I want at least 5 Beethovens. The rock and roll Beethoven with twisting hair, winch chin, splinters for fingers, a twirling cape of hammers, hammering damnations. When he turns to me, the melodic wind off his cape knocks me nonsensical. Does that mean I can't have it? It is bad, my young daughter says, to have a mother who never stops singing. From his irascible eyebrows, a head made of rims. If someone asks us, does it matter if we find the root note of a heartbeat? We have to answer, not in the name of enoughness, but of what lets us go. One of the Beethovens conducts a deaf orchestra.
Thank you, Deneen. I always love to hear poets read their own work. You've written 7 books, 3 of which are poetry. The one that you just read from, Life as It, is the newest. Do you consider yourself a writer, a poet?
Yes.
There you go.
I remember writing an application for graduate school and saying as the first sentence, I feel like it's really important that both writing about poetry and writing poetry inform each other and that they give energy to each other, because I came to the PhD program as both an MFA and an MA student. So I think that they both energize each other. If I'm having a lapse of inspiration in one, I can turn to the other one and then go back. So keeps me busy.
I've heard you say that you can't help yourself, that writing is something you have to do. And you started at a very early age with an interest in newspapers. Tell us that childhood story. I love it.
It does seem that most of my really early memories have to do with language. So it's good to pay attention to those for any students who are wondering what they should do in life. But I was, I think, 5, and I wanted to sell newspapers. A friend and I decided to do it. And then I ended up doing most of it. And I didn't even know about carbon paper at the time. So I made each one individually with pencil. And then I went down around to the neighbors and sold it for a
you
penny or something.
You made each copy on its own.
Well,
oh,
I mean, there was probably
gosh.
7 of them. And the headline was 2 airplanes crashed with 2 airplanes, colliding straight into each other. I'd seen something like that in the news.
And then come the girl bands, and you learn about rhythm and cadence.
Yeah.
So there's music in there, too.
Yeah, music was a big, I think of it as my first career, quote unquote. The benefits aren't very good in the usual way of benefits. But yeah, from late teenage into middle 30s, I played in a variety of different bands. There was one girl band, a trio, that was probably the best one because we did a lot of original music, and that was really fun. And the community I was in supported unusual music like that and original music. But there are lots of, just heavy rock bands and different kinds of bands and pop bands, and put myself through graduate school that way.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta A-Stars. Deneen Wardrop talks about why poetry is such an important part of our culture.
I think poetry is really important in our culture, maybe now more than ever. It is being shunted aside, like many of the arts and the humanities are in terms of what's getting funded and also what's revered by our culture at large. And I think there's a very, first of all, I think there's a very palpable benefit to poetry, even physically. I mean, studies have shown that reading poetry aloud makes your heart healthier. And it's meditative too. So, I mean, I think that there's an actual physical health component, but even more or as much, I think there's a nexus of feeling and thinking that happens in poetry more than most other activities, probably all the arts to some degree, but it really comes together in poetry. And I think that it's inestimably important, because to think without feeling is dangerous. Then you start making decisions based on statistics alone, or the bottom line alone, or monetary gain alone. However, feeling without thinking is also really dangerous, because then you start getting actions that aren't based on facts. Muriel Rukeyser, a 20th century poet, talks about poems as having emotional meanings. And I think emotional meaning is something that we need to pay attention to. I could see every course in the university being started with a poem as a way to sort of train or tune ourselves toward both thinking and feeling at the same time.
Your writing process, you referred to it as dreamlike, that it kind of comes to you. And I bet that's true for a lot of writers, between wakefulness and sleep, because I think the mind gets really uninhibited then. That critic is the first to go to sleep, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think probably a lot of creative writers need to trick themselves into some kind of relaxation. Or any imaginative act, I think, often comes when you're not looking for it.
Yeah.
What do they say? It's like Bed Bath & Beyond, but it's Bed Bath & Bus. Or when people get creative flashes. And so, I am along with that. You need to sort of turn off your rational voice for a while, even though in the end that guides part of it, but it has to be this sort of unconscious voice also, at least for me. And so, yeah, I read myself to sleep. I read myself to sleep with poems almost every night. And the hard part is that it's not hard anymore, but when a line or voices come to you when you're falling asleep, you need to turn the light back on and write them down.
You don't write in the dark? I've done that before.
If I can, I do.
Keep that pad on your nightstand.
Right.
And then hope in the morning that you can read it.
Yeah, in the morning it's like an Easter egg hunt. You kind of go, oh, there's these little gifts here, and sometimes they're gifts and sometimes they're not. But
yeah, they seem brilliant, but...
Yeah, right.
But now and then they are.
Now and then.
I'm Zinta Astars. You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been speaking with Deneen Wardrop, the author of Life as It. Visit WMUK.org to hear more of our conversation. And join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.